to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we hear how one Cork school can be the travel school of the year. 48 schools in Cork have kicked off the month of March with a plan to change their travel habits for good. An initiative of the Green Schools programme, the Big Travel Challenge 2024, has school communities to focus on modes of active travel like walking, cycling or scooting and try to get as many people using that mode as possible over a period of 10 school days. Schools can also promote a range of awareness initiatives in their school communities where active travel is less practical. Ciara Norton is the Green Schools travel manager.
So the Green Schools Travel Programme works with hundreds of schools around the country promoting sustainable and active travel to schools. So that looks like walking, cycling, scooting, taking the bus, public transport, parking and striding, carpooling. And we have a network of about 25 travel officers who work directly with schools on finding solutions to their specific issues and concerns around active and sustainable travel.
What is the Big Travel Challenge?
This week and next week we're running our Big Travel Challenge, and that's an annual competition that we have where we ask schools to promote specific modes or all active and sustainable modes within their school for a set period of time and kind of try and come up with maybe creative or innovative solutions to the issues that they might have in their school or the problems that they might have promoting those modes usually. And this year we've added a county level elements to the competition, so schools can compete to be Cork Travel School of the Year. We'll have county prizes for every county in the country, and then we'll bring some regional winners to an award ceremony later in the year in April or May, and then we'll have Ireland's Travel School of the Year crowned. So there's a couple of different levels there for people to get excited about and compete towards.
Why is it important that we learn about sustainable travel from a young age?
I think it's important for, so many different reasons. Obviously, like the climate impacts of sustainable travel and just our local environment. Like, I think that when we have areas that are free of car traffic have reduced car traffic, like if we have a front of school that doesn't have that many cars in the front of it, the air is cleaner. Young people are more impacted by poor air quality. So that's definitely one of the advantages. And then I think it's really good to start getting these habits at a younger age, to start thinking about walking and cycling or scooting or however it is, because really that's where we're going. You know, people are going to be going out into workforces or going to be heading into their own lives when they grow up. And I think that we're, as a society, we're moving more towards getting people kind of more active on journeys, but also public transport improvements and infrastructure improvements will mean that it's much easier, hopefully, for them to choose those modes. So it's kind of preparation for the world that we're living in and will be living in a couple of years.
It's not only students involved. The Staff Room Challenge is also making a return this year.
Staff are a huge part of the school community. They make it run, the teachers, the SNAs, caretakers, secretaries. Like, there's so many people who work within a school and they have to travel to school too. And oftentimes they might come from like a wider catchment area than the students in the school. So last year we introduced the Staff Room Challenge, and that's kind of to get the staff thinking about how they get to school, how they get to work every day, and seeing if there are improvements. You know, could they be carpooling if people are coming from similar locations? Could they park and stride? Could they do what the students are doing and maybe walk or cycle, even get on their adult scooter, their push scooter? So we've added the Staff Room Challenge, and staff rooms are like the staff of a school can win €500, and they can put that towards a very nice coffee machine for the staff room or an evening out for themselves. But it's just a way to incentivize the staff and the school getting on board with the students with the competition as well.
So what can schools do to get involved?
We have loads of ideas on our website, greenschoolsireland.org. So there's loads of different kind of resources there for classrooms. They can start by putting like their scores on the doors, counting the people coming in every day. They could have some wow days, some walk on Wednesdays, cow day, cycle on Wednesdays. They can learn about the impacts. You know, we have like presentations and things like that that students can do in a school. And there's loads of different resources and ways for students to get involved. On our social media in the last couple of days, we've been showcasing ways that other classrooms have been promoting sustainable travel. So there was a school in Cork, I think, who did kind of, they built sustainable cities out of like art materials and Lego in their classroom and kind of showed what they would like where they live to look like.
To learn more about the Big Travel Challenge, visit greenschoolsireland.org or check the show notes of this episode.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.